Welcome back to 40 Days with Christ. Give us 5 minutes a day and we'll give you 40 timeless truths to encourage you in your daily walk. One for each of the 40 days. Today is day 12. Let's begin with a quick word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for telling us that we can cast our cares upon you because you care about us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our reading today is from Mark chapter 5. Jesus is on his way to the house of a synagogue leader named Jairus to heal the man's terminally ill daughter. Picking up at verse 24 and going through verse 32, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Ever feel tiny or insignificant? Consider this. Even on his way to the house of someone as important as a synagogue leader, even with people crowded all around him, Jesus stopped everything to look for and to find one quiet person who had reached out and touched his cloak in faith. Jesus isn't only interested in those whom the world sees as powerful and important. Jesus is interested in you. And you don't have to be anyone other than simply who you are in order to be valuable and important to Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, even though you are aware of and rule over an entire world full of billions of people, each with cares, concerns, joys, and pains, thank you for still being aware of and caring for even me. Thank you for your amazing love. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for sharing some of your day with me. I hope the rest of yours is very good. Take care, and Lord willing, I'll see you again tomorrow for day 13 of our ongoing series, 40 Days with Christ.